This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Here they are then. Do you want me to put them in the freezer for you?
No, it's all right, David. I need to do a bit of sorting out in there first.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to be stocking Brookfield beef again. People have been missing it.
Well, as long as they realise it's not affected by the IBR...
Well, if they mention it, I'll make that very clear.
Thanks, Helen.
Johnny mentioned that Lily and Freddie had their theory test this week.
Yeah, so I understand.
Are you still giving Lily driving practice?
After a bit of a break, yes.
I get the impression she's cramming as if it was uni finals.
That's Lily for you.
And Freddie's being a bit more zen about it?
Well, he doesn't have a lot of confidence when it comes to taking tests.
So if he's going to fail anyway, why get stressed about it?
Oh, that's an interesting approach.
David?
Morning.
David's just delivered some packs of beef.
So I see.
As we agreed that...
Yep, absolutely. And, well, as we agreed... I've started to put the word around that it's all straightened out between us.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Tom's off to the Paxley match soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Will you be spectating, David?
No. It's a nice thought, but, well, there's a lot to do on the farm.
Yeah, of course.
In fact, I need to get back there for a meeting.
Okay, well...
Thanks for the beef.
No problem. Let us know when you want another delivery.
We will.
Bye then.
See you soon.
Bye. Oh,
thank goodness we can get back to normal now. Without that horrible row hanging over us. Tom, you are okay about it now, aren't you?
Well...
Surely.
I'm still adjusting.
It's just you seem to have taken this all so... well, so personally. You were never that bothered about Dad's anger as before.
No, you're right.
So?
Oh... I guess ever since I came back from Brazil, I've felt there isn't really much in my life.
Oh, Tom.
No partner, no children, just the farm.
You've got us.
Yeah, sure. But you're all tied up with the farm as well. So when something happens that threatens it, no wonder I get defensive. It's all I've got now.
Toby?
Ah, welcome to the Alchemist's Lair, oh pretty one.
Have you got a minute?
Well, I've got to get this all stripped and cleaned.
Because I
should be getting Kenton and Jolene's money any minute, and I can crack on with the next batch.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, did I tell you? I've got a great print deal for the labels.
I was wondering, now you're getting this money, if you could pay me back the 5K I lent you.
You are joking, are you?
It's not something I'd be likely to joke about.
Sorry, there's no chance.
How can you say it just like that?
Oh, well, because it's true. Come on, Pip, we've had this conversation before. It was always going to be a long-term investment, wasn't it?
Apparently.
Oh, sweetheart, you'll get your money, I promise, just not quite yet.
Right.
Anyway, I thought you had a meeting to go to.
Yeah, in a minute.
Oh. Better not keep the rents waiting.
You off to Paxley?
Yep.
Give them hell.
We will. I'm going to take it out on them for interrupting my travel planning.
How's it shaping up?
Oh, yeah. All these places. Hungary, Georgia.
Oh, how exciting.
It is.
Hey, is anyone serving in the shop?
Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
You've caught me out. We had a quiet spell, so I was just enjoying a moment in the sun.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hiya. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Roy and I are both off today. Happy staying over for the bank holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's missing cricket.
He's cooking us all a proper Sunday lunch.
Oh, lovely.
So while he's up to his ears in hot fat, I said I'd find us something for pudding.
Oh, well, I'm sure we can oblige. Yeah.
Well, I'd better get off. I'll see you, Kirsty.
Bye.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Right, we've got some lovely chocolate panettone.
Oh, not very seasonal.
It's a start-up bakery trying things out. Mm. A bit delicious warmed with some ice cream.
Oh, sounds perfect.
Are you doing anything later?
other than sleeping off my lunch.
Fancy coming round for a glass of wine while I've closed up?
Mm, that also sounds perfect.
Great.
Right, so we'll go round all our suppliers and see what wriggle room they've got. Even if we shave a few percent off here and there, it'll make a difference over time.
I'll do that, shall I?
If you're sure.
I've had plenty of practice negotiating for the co-op.
Great. All right, suppliers, Ruth. Okay, what's next?
Plant and equipment.
Well, we can forget about upgrading the milking parlour.
Must we?
Afraid so. We're just going to have to nurse it along for a couple more years.
Okay. And we were talking about getting those halogen heaters in the parlour.
Nice to have, but...
I was looking forward...
We'll manage as we are.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll cope. Of course we will.
Afraid we're all going to have to take a bit of pain. We can forget that holiday, Ruth.
I already have. Maybe in a couple of years. Spain will still be there.
Yep. Right, next.
Labour.
Okay, well, I think we need an in-house only policy for the foreseeable.
Well, we're not short of in-house bodies. There's us three, and Josh is with us full-time until his uni course begins.
He won't like that with his business.
He'll have to suck it up, won't he? Ben will have to lend a hand as well.
So, Eddie's going to lose out. Relief milking, lambing next year.
Yeah, we just can't afford to let the cash out of the business.
Oh, that's going to be a blow.
And I'm not looking forward to telling him, but there you are.
So is there anything else?
There is, sort of. I mean, it isn't actually going to help, but you might be thinking it might, but it isn't going to be able to.
Sorry, hang on, Pip, I don't understand.
What are you getting at?
My money from the herbal lays. The cattle, my cattle. The profits, I mean, not the management fee, because that's, well, that was income. But I had about 5,000 profit, and if I had it now, I'd give it to the farm. Honestly, I would in a heartbeat, but I haven't got it.
Why not?
I invested it in Toby's gin business.
You did what?
And I will get it back.
Oh, of all the crazy things...
If I'd known this was going to happen, but it seemed like a good plan at the time.
Well, and you're only telling us this now?
I don't want there to be any more secrets, Dad. I've learnt my lesson. I'm just so sorry.
I cannot believe my ears,
look,
Pip.
Look, to make up for it... Well, not to make up for it, but I'll tell Eddie about there not being any more work here.
Oh, and that's meant to make me feel better, is it?
I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, Jack, that's very impressive.
He can't quite walk on his own yet.
Won't be long, will it, Jack? What a clever boy.
I agree, although I might be slightly biased. Right, there you are.
You're going to find the friendly tiger.
So, your birthday?
Oh.
How about rounding up some of the girls and going for a pizza?
Oh, that sounds like fun. Oh, it'll have to be Saturday, though. I'm on a late shift on Friday.
OK, Saturday it is. Though I've probably got a very early start on the Sunday.
Hmm?
The Dawn Chorus Walk in Beckwell.
Oh, yeah. There was something in the BWT newsletter. Mm. It's for a cancer charity.
Yeah, though I think the main point is to get people out and enjoying the wildlife.
Mm.
Fancy coming with me, Kirsty?
Yeah, I might. It's a shame I didn't think about it earlier. Would have been a good thing to have in Ambridge.
Maybe next year.
Although I wonder, is it really too late? Wouldn't take much to get one together, would it?
Well...
I've been wanting to do something for Ravinder's Trust. They've been so helpful since the miscarriage.
If you think you can organise it in time, I'll give you all the help I can.
Oh, you again!
Oh, she lured me here with alcohol.
She's like that.
Just get on, Tom.
We beat them by 2 wickets.
Well done.
Yeah, Anisha bowled a bit.
How did she do?
5 overs for 27 runs. Mm-hmm. A bit expensive, but she's improving. Mm-hmm. She had a wicket too, but Adam fumbled a catch.
Ah, oh, shame.
Anyway, I want to get on and do some research on Belarus before supper.
Have fun.
I will.
So, shall we do it then?
An Ambridge Dawn Chorus Walk? If you're up for it.
You got a map of the village?
Oh, I think there's one in the dresser.
How far do you think?
Well, the Beckwell one's a family event, not a route march.
Say, 4 miles?
Yeah, sounds about right. Here it is.
If we started and finished on the green...
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's got to include Lakey Hill.
Yeah, and a bit of the Am.
Oh, definitely. Oh, so, if we headed south first, mm-hmm. past the church and through Church Spinney...
Oh, this path across Grange Farm.
Oh, I'll tell you the other thing I saw on the Wildlife Trust website. Did you know Grange Farm has a triple SI?
No.
It's several acres of meadow. I told Eddie I'd like to take a look at it. But he thought it might be better in a month's time.
More to see, you mean?
Anyway, we won't have our route going that way. Don't want a valuable environmental site damaged by a load of weekend walkers.
Pip's just bringing the cows in.
Okay. There's tea in the pot if you want some.
Oh, thanks. Ruth?
Yeah?
Earlier, when Pip dropped her bombshell...
Yeah?
You didn't seem that surprised.
She had told me some time ago.
Ah, right. And you didn't think...
I know. She wanted to keep it a private thing.
Oh, I'll bet she did.
I'm sorry. I was in a very awkward position, David.
Well, let's not argue about it. We've got enough misery going on.
Thanks.
And, to be fair, I was going to ask you to keep a secret too.
Really?
Can we not let on to Mum just how bad things are? She's had enough worry these past weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
All done.
Hey.
What's for supper?
Oh,
Toby, I've been working all day.
Well, so have I.
Not till gone seven, you haven't.
I've been busy with gin stuff.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Okay. I get that you might not be able to pay all my money back right now.
Not this again.
But couldn't you start to repay it a bit at a time?
What with?
Jolene and Kenton's money.
What would be the point of that? I need that to restock and for working capital.
All of it?
It's not that much, really. Look, Pip, I know I'll have to pay you back, and I will.
But now's when I need it.
You said you were in for the long haul with that investment.
Yeah, well, if I knew then what I know now, then maybe I wouldn't have.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
You think it was all a waste of money? All down the drain?
No, I didn't say that.
You've got to trust me.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it really sounds like it.
Morning!
Hello, Lillian.
Oh, something wrong?
No, nothing. Can I help you with anything?
Well, I just thought I'd have a coffee or something with Jenny. Maybe even tempt her over to the Green. I think there's some Morris dancing. Mm. Linda's got that group from Edgeley.
She's not here.
Really?
No, she's taken Peggy to some wartime nostalgia thing at Grantleby Manor.
Oh, really? She might have mentioned it.
Well, I don't imagine she thought it was your sort of thing.
Well, not normally, maybe, but...
And I wouldn't have thought Morris dancing was either.
No, well...
Yeah, a bit of a loose end.
I could do with a distraction, yeah. Still, I expect you've got time for a coffee, Brian.
Well, actually...
Oh, hello, Lillian. I think Mum's...
So I gather. I was trying to tempt Brian into a coffee and a chat.
Sounds nice.
But I was just about to say, Zach will be waiting for us.
No, I think there's...
We're going to get some training on this system we bought from Alice's company, you see.
Right.
Including drone flying.
So we really do need to get on. Why don't you go for a hack?
Bank holiday? Bridleways will be full of civilians. But I suppose it's better than nothing.
It's been a stressful time for them all. It's all back to normal now. Oh, I wouldn't go that far just yet. David and Ruth have taken responsibility for the outbreak and they've agreed compensation with Brian and Tony. But feelings in the family are still a bit tender. And, of course, Brookfield's taking a big financial hit.
Absolutely.
Not just the compensation, but the effect of the IBR on their milk yields, replacing dead animals... Alistair's bills.
Oh, sounds pretty bleak.
Anyway, I thought Nelson might suit you today.
Oh, is that your invalid?
Jem, yes. although she's doing her best not to fit that description.
Can I take another look at her?
Well, yes, if you've got the time. I just thought... I've got time. All the time in the world at the moment.
Oh, come on then, miss. Say hello to... Oh, Shula!
No!
Stop! Oh, are you all right?
Oh, she just trod on my
foot. Oh, you are a lively one, aren't you, Jem? Oh.
I think I'm getting the hang of it now. So, if I... Yes! Biggles flies again.
Here, look, I hope you're not taking a picture of my ball spot.
You don't need a drone for that, Brian. It's visible on Google Earth.
You cheeky beggar. So, do you think you can land the thing without crocking it?
Let me just do a couple more passes.
Oh, it's nice to have a new toy. More fun than a drill or a loader.
Expensive toy.
Rory's going to love it when he comes home for half term.
You're not going to let him fly it, are you?
Well, I don't see why not, Adam. Under close supervision, he's a bright lad.
Still.
You know what he's like with his video games. He'll probably take to it quicker than us.
There.
Well, that was neatly done.
Could have been delivering eggs.
Oh, Adam.
Yep.
We have time for a chat when we're done.
Depends how long it's going to be. Ian's just doing lunch service today. We were planning a lazy evening in the pub.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you could give me some time.
It is bank holiday.
I know. You're going to want to hear what I have to say, I promise.
Well done. Oh, good boy.
Did Nelson behave himself?
Oh, he was as good as gold. Oh. You don't look too clever, though, Shula. Oh,
I am feeling it a bit.
Oh, sharp hooves, ponies. Mm.
Unshod ones, certainly.
Are you going to be able to ride with it like that?
Oh, I'll be all right.
You sure?
I won't be riding today, anyway. Now, I'll ask one of the girls to sort Nelson, and you can head back to your colour charts and swatches.
Be honest, Shula, I've lost the impetus a bit. With the refurbishment, I mean.
Have you?
It's just... Oh, you know, with everything so messy between Justin and Miranda, I don't seem to have the heart for it.
Are things that bad between them?
Well, divorce is never easy, is it? Never cheap, either.
No, I suppose not.
Anyway, haven't you got your Hunt Master's course coming up soon?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
What does it cover?
Oh, all sorts of things. Hunting within the act.
Surely you know all about that.
No harm in having a refresher, Lillian. Running a hunt country, looking after hounds and hunt horses.
You'll be able to teach them a thing or two there.
Oh, maybe. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, employment law. That'll be useful for here as well.
Mm, sounds pretty comprehensive.
Mm. And, of course, I'll be meeting other new masters.
Well, it's often the way with these things. The best bit is the contacts you make.
Mm. Rafe and Perry are rather blasé about it. I'm not sure either of them ever did a course.
Well, they're a bit old school, both of them.
Their priority seems to be Perry's retirement dinner. You are coming.
When is it?
Toward the end of the month.
I've got the date in my diary. Hopefully we'll both be able to make it.
Mm. I was surprised Justin didn't come out with you today.
No, he's in Surrey. Golfing reunion with some old university pals.
Oh.
One's a permanent secretary or something.
Very high-powered.
Yeah, and then he's in London for the rest of the week working on this blessed divorce.
Mm. Oh, Luella, can you get Ginger tacked up and ready for Mrs. Cooper?
Shula, you know, I really think I ought to take you to A&E.
No. I've got a lesson in 20 minutes.
Well, can't Joanne cover for you?
I'll just go inside and put an ice pack on it.
If you're sure.
And I wouldn't want to bother a busy woman like you. Honestly, Shula, I'm really not that busy.
So, what do you think?
Well, it's a little out of the blue, but yes, a very imaginative proposal.
Thank you.
I'll have to talk the detail through with Ian, but in principle, it sounds great. We maintain Home Farm as a family business, secure its future.
My thinking exactly, Adam.
Hmm. You are going to have to tie down the situation with Kate and Alice's cottages, though. If they aren't going to inherit them after all.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, they'll have to be bundled in with all the farm assets.
Hmm.
I'm thinking some kind of lifetime use arrangement, maybe.
Right.
Anyway, you let me work that through with the girls. I wanted to make sure you were happy with the general idea first. Can I take it you are?
This isn't a blanket, yes. There's a lot to think about.
So that's amazing, isn't it?
Well...
What?
It's the Debbie thing.
Sir, I don't follow, Adam.
All the siblings get one share as part of the family partnership, right?
Yeah, but you...
Debbie and I get an extra one, supposedly for all the effort we put into the farm.
Well, supposedly. You put in a massive amount of effort. You have done for years.
Yes, but Debbie, she's all but given up her management role.
Well, she still has an input.
But it's nothing like the graft I have to put in, Ian. She won't be up at 5 tomorrow with the sprayer.
Yeah, but you're paid differently.
You know why it is, don't you?
Go on.
Brian just can't bear me to outrank her. Anytime I come up with a new idea, he wants to be able to call in the Hungarian battalions.
I think you're just a wee bit paranoid.
Well, can you blame me?
Look, come on. I'm getting peckish.
What have you got there?
Racing Post. That chap with the shirt left it behind.
Oh, yeah. Large gin and slimline, no ice.
What time is it?
Just after 5.
Ooh, well, still time to get a couple of telephone bets on, I suppose. If I can find anything I fancy.
Hopefully we'll be offering scruff gin here soon. Mm-hmm. You know, Toby's concoction.
Oh, right.
Well, we've transferred the money over to him.
Interesting investment.
I know he's got a bit of a mixed track record.
Putting it kindly.
But we should at least get our money back. It's a great product for us to sell here. Fits in with the locally sourced produce and that.
True.
And if it takes off, I mean, who knows?
Could we order some food, Jolene?
Yeah.
Hello, Lillian.
Boys, at last.
You've got an open tab, haven't you?
Yeah, table 22.
Someone to entertain me. What would you like?
We'll have the meat sharing platter. And do you want some bread and olives, Adam?
Go on, then.
Anything to drink?
I'm sorry, Lillian, we're not really in entertaining mode.
Could you bring out a bottle of the Grenache?
Aw, will do.
We've got a bit of serious discussion going on.
Oh, you're no fun.
And 2 glasses, yeah?
Yeah, please.
Right, you are.
Thank you. Lillian, maybe in a bit when we've sorted things out.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout and you can help us finish the wine.
Yeah, or start a new bottle.
Oh, I'll hold you to that.
See you in a bit.
Yo. What's up, Lillian? You went your usual self.
Oh, it's Justin. This divorce is really stressing him out. And with him away, I've had trouble settling.
But didn't you have a ride earlier?
Yeah. I couldn't get Miranda out of my mind the whole time. I just know she's going to fight dirty.
It'll be worth it in the end.
I hope so.
You know, most people would be delighted to be in your shoes.
I'm being a silly old trollop, aren't I?
Well, I wouldn't have put it quite like that.
I should count my blessings.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Now, never mind telephone betting. Where's the fun in that? What I need to do is posh myself up and go for a proper day at the races.
Yeah, good for you.
And when's the next meeting at Felpersham? Wednesday, perfect. And you must come too, Jolene.
What, me?
Yeah. I need my therapist and counsellor with me.
Okay.
And it's my treat, since Matt transferred that money, it's there for the squandering.
Okay, you're on.
Do you need to check it with Kenton first? You know, cover for the bar and so on.
Oh, no. Don't worry about that. Kenton will do what he's told.
Look, you really shouldn't fall out with Debbie over this.
Oh, no, I don't intend to.
I mean, I don't realistically think you can expect to have the same number of shares as Brian and Jennifer. Well, not in their lifetime.
Maybe not.
And, so what if you're in level pegging with Debbie? It still gives you a substantial say in the running of the farm, and she's not exactly Brian's puppet. A lot of times she sides with you against him, doesn't she?
I suppose.
Yeah, well, most of the time, I'd say.
And don't get me wrong, Ian, I can see real advantages to the arrangement. It's just...
What, just what? I'm still not getting it.
I'm nearly 50, right?
And looking great on it.
Thank you. But I'm not fishing for compliments. What I mean is, retirement might only be 15 or so years away.
Yeah, and after you retire, you'll still have those 2 shares, even though you won't be working the land anymore.
I'm not concerned with after I retire.
Well, you should be, Adam. Everybody needs a pension.
I want to get the farm on a sustainable footing for Kate, Alice, and Rory. And 15 years isn't that long in farming terms.
Oh, right, I see.
I need to maximise my influence before I'm put out to pasture.
Last I saw, he was out in Bartleby's paddock with Joe. Poor old boy's not in very good shape at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, he's ever so lethargic, feeling a bit sorry for himself.
Well, is he having treatment?
Oh, the vet took a look at him last week.
The vet?
Joe had tried all the old remedies.
On himself?
No, on Bartleby.
Oh.
What did you think I meant?
Never mind.
Oh, hiya, Pip.
Oh, hello. Oh, you look smart.
Yeah, well, tea at Greenwood Cottage.
He's going with Emma and the kids, isn't that nice? Socialising with his brother and his family?
Emma's idea. So, what brings you here?
Well, I've got some news for your dad. And actually, it affects you too, Ed. Have you got a moment?
Emma's just sorting Kira's shoes out.
I'll leave you to it. I've got guests arriving soon. Better see if Eddie's cleared his stuff out the bedroom.
B&B guests?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's a pain, to be honest. But it brings a bit of money in, and God knows we need that.
Yeah, and what I've got to say isn't going to help, I'm afraid. After the IBR, we're really having to tighten our belts at Brookfield. So we're going to have to rely on in-house labour for a bit. For at least a year. Yeah.
So we can forget about getting work from you then?
Well, obviously you'll do our shearing.
So are we still on for next week?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because we've blocked out the day.
You can rely on that.
Well, that's one day a year then.
I am sorry, Ed.
No, well, when you're in a hole.
I wish I'd taken your advice earlier about owning up.
Well, at least you're doing what you can to bounce back.
I don't feel very bouncy, to be honest.
George, we're leaving now. Oh, evening.
Hi, Emma.
Are you ready, Ed?
Why aren't we eating with you?
Dad and me have got things to talk about with Will and Nick.
What things?
Grown-up things, Kira. So you and George have got your own tea in the lounge with Jake and Mia. It's like a picnic.
A picnic!
That'll be fun, won't it? A lot more fun than we're going to be having, I promise you.
Just be careful with Poppy. Okay, she's only little.
I will, don't worry.
And close the door.
Yeah, maybe I should go and eat through there. Keep an eye on them, eh?
Don't be silly, Ed. They'll be fine. Look, today's our chance to get this all straightened out with Will.
Here we are then.
Oh, do you want a hand?
No, Will's bringing the salad and stuff.
Oh, hey, that looks lovely, Nick.
Oh, it's only pasta bake, nothing special.
I wouldn't say that.
Go sit down, both of you. Oh,
cheers. Where do you want these then?
Oh, anywhere on the table do. We can help ourselves.
Okay.
Right, dig in, everyone. There's plenty. Oh. So, how are things?
Oh, well, we just had a bit of bad news, actually. Ed and Eddie won't be getting no more work from Brookfield. Apparently, they're cutting costs because of this IBR.
Yeah, Tom said at cricket. David's agreed to pay compensation. Now they finally put their hands up to it.
I don't know why they tried to cover it up for so long. It's not like the Archers.
No, that ain't what Grandad would say.
Well, at least they owned up now. Suppose you've got to respect him for that. Didn't have to.
It was all such a cock-up, though.
Emma, have some garlic bread.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, why let it drag on for so long? They've caused a lot of aggro.
Yeah.
Remember how upset Mum was by what Ruth said?
Ed, have some.
Oh, Tom. It was all a bit of a foul-up, but it's over now, isn't it?
Oh, shame if it's going to affect your work.
Well, I'm managing Adam's herd at home farm now.
Yeah, what's that? Half an hour a day?
I'm still doing the Brookfield shearing.
So about George staying over more?
Will?
No, it's all right. That's what we're here to talk about.
Well, like I said, you working these evenings is really bothering him.
I've been doing evenings for ages with Fallon.
Only the odd party. Not regular. Sounds like he's hardly seen you now.
That isn't true. He sees me plenty.
I know what Will means, though.
Do you?
Well, things are different. Kids don't like change.
Look, don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to cause trouble. I just want what's best for George.
We all want that.
Well, I don't want to see him suffer.
He's not suffering. I'm doing everything I can to make sure this job don't affect him.
I ain't going to stand by if he's being damaged.
Damaged?
Is that what you really think, Will? How is Emma's new job damaging George?
Well,
you know, specifically.
He was...
Yeah?
I mean, last week. Mum was trying to feed him broccoli. You know he hates broccoli.
Oh, and that's damaging him, is it?
Took me ages to get away.
Thank you, Clary. Forewarned is forearmed. Although I've already told her I'm too busy.
Ew, that won't stop her asking again.
No, no. Linda is nothing if not persistent. I'm very sympathetic to this campaign of hers. I just haven't got the time to spend hours at the side of the road with a radar gun and a clipboard.
Well, who has, Alan?
Well, a few people have volunteered.
Retired folks, I expect.
Well, they're often the mainstays of this sort of thing. But for good reason.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Pip.
Hello again, Pip. Got hold of Eddie, then?
Yes, he was out with Bartleby, like you said.
Well, if you both excuse me...
Yeah, of course, Alan.
Time to run the gauntlet off Snell.
Oh, dear. Yeah. They had a long, hard think, but they decided to call the vet out again. Second time in 3 weeks.
Oh, dear.
Shows how worried Joe is. More vet's bills.
Yeah.
It's not as if Bartleby's a stock animal. Not like a sheep or a cow that you might get your money back on when they go to market.
No.
He's just an expense. But what can you do? Joe loves him so much.
Yeah, sorry, Clary. I need to get in the shop before it closes.
Oh, yeah, you get on. Don't you mind me.
I'm very sorry about Bartleby and about everything.
Heads around most evenings, aren't you?
Yeah.
And George is 12, Will. It's not like he's a toddler.
Well, I said you'd get knackered working all these hours, and look at you today, Em.
Oh, thanks very much.
So you're saying that mums need to be there for their children?
Yeah.
And if they have to work long hours, then it hurts them?
Well, stands to reason.
So does that mean that when I was on my own with Jake and Mia and I had to work, I was hurting them?
Well...
And what about Clary?
What about her?
Well, didn't she used to work evenings at the ball? How long did she do that for, Ed?
Huh? Oh, I don't know.
Years, wasn't it?
Well, but that's different.
I don't see how. And you and Ed were younger than George. So, was she hurting you by doing that?
Look, I mean, Nick, you didn't have a choice. You had to support your family.
Yeah, and Emma's doing this to support her family, aren't you, Emma?
I certainly ain't doing it for fun.
And your mum, I bet she'd tell you the same.
Look, let's not bring Mum into this.
You know... I admire Emma for doing what she's doing. She's trying to do her best for her kids, just like we all do. Come on, it's a tough world out there and you've got to do what you need to manage.
Yeah, but...
And I'm not sure I really buy George's story.
It ain't a story. It's how he feels. And look at the trouble he had with his history homework last week.
He didn't get into trouble because Emma wasn't there to help him, did he, Emma?
Is that what he said? No, it wasn't that at all. He'd lost his textbook.
See?
And he just couldn't be bothered to borrow one.
Oh, and can I point out something else? Do you realise you haven't asked me if I'd be happy to have George over an extra night a week?
Well, I just assumed.
Assumed, yeah.
Oh, you always say you love having him here.
Oh, I do. I adore George, but just take a look in that lounge, Will. It's jam-packed. This house is full of kids.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying there are 4 adults in the mix, plus George's grandparents. And we all care about him. So as long as we all keep an eye out, I really don't think we need to start chopping and changing arrangements.
Yes, Nick's right. And don't get too carried away with what George says. We just need to make sure we're all talking with each other. Like we are now. That's right, Ed, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
So, Will?
OK, so maybe I was a bit hasty.
Oh, we know you're just concerned. We don't get that.
Yeah, we'll keep things as they are for now. But I ain't going to stop caring about him.
No, of course. We wouldn't expect anything less.
Who wants a drink?
Oh, yeah.
Got some red wine.
A beer for me, if you got one.
Well, shall I get them?
No, it's fine.
I'll give you a hand.
Looks like I've got some to toast now.
Yeah, nice to get it sorted.
Oh, have you heard about Kirsty Storm Chorus Walk?
Yeah, Fallon's going to set up a tiern.
Well, that went according to plan.
You played a blinder, Nick.
What about you mentioning Clary was the killer, wasn't it?
Hey, thanks for being on my side. I know we ain't always seen eye to eye.
Yeah, it might be for my benefit too. I used to love working at the Bull. I wouldn't mind going back to work sometime soon.
Right.
So at least Will knows where we stand, doesn't he?
Hmm.
Pip? Pip?
Oh, sorry, Alan.
Are you all right? I know Linda can be a bit, you know, but...
No, it's not that.
Is it okay if I sit down?
Yes, of course.
Right. So, what's up then?
Oh, everything's such a mess.
Oh, you mean on the farm? Yeah. Usha's told me about this trouble over the disease thing. I've forgotten its name.
IBR.
IBR.
And it was my fault.
Oh.
No, really. Most of it was down to me, and I really didn't handle it well. I let Mum and Dad go around the village saying we weren't to blame, but we were, and it took me ages to put it right. Not that it's right now. I don't know if it'll ever be right.
You're obviously feeling very bad about it.
The Grundys are suffering because of it. And I don't think Mum's ever going to forgive me.
Oh, sure, that's not the case.
I just don't know what to do. I've said sorry, but that's not enough. That's just words.
Well, saying sorry is a good start. But I do take your point. It only goes so far. Now, would it be fair to say that you've behaved in a way that you're not very proud of? Maybe in a way that you wouldn't normally?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Then it seems to me that you need to show you really are a person who lives up to what you and your parents expect. You're a dedicated farmer who really wants to contribute to the success of Brookfield, aren't you?
Well, yes.
So, take some positive action to prove it.
A positive action?
And your mum's a practical person herself. I'm sure she'd respond well to that.
What sort of action?
Well, I don't know enough about the situation to be able to answer that. It really is up to you.
The end of my rope, I really am.
I know he means a lot to you, Joe. Go on, let's take a look at your mouth, Bartleby.
I just don't know what's up with him.
How's it going then? All right, Alistair.
Hi, Eddie. Okay, Joe, you can let him go now.
What do you think?
Well, I know your dad's been worrying about him. You can see how listless he is.
Dad gets like that when he's worried.
I met Bartleby.
Oh, right.
But I have to confess, I'm rather puzzled. He's getting on, obviously, but physically he's not in bad shape, considering. We seem to be keeping on top of the arthritis.
Oh, I thought he was going to have a new lease of life after your partner done her stuff.
His teeth are okay, given his age, temperature normal. The blood tests don't show anything out of the ordinary. It's a bit of a mystery.
Anisha said the same.
Anisha's seen him?
Ah, yeah, she was just passing yesterday and popped in, like.
Oh, right, well, that's both of us stumped then. Don't have much to offer, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I know it sounds odd, but it's almost as if the old boy's depressed.
You can say that again.
Joe! Eddie, dinner's ready!
Oh, we'd better go in, Alistair. Clary only gets an hour's break.
Yeah, that's fine.
Be right there, love.
Oh, that's Shula, excuse me.
Come on then, Dad.
Hello, love.
All right, then.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't be more help, Joe.
You did your best.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, just finishing off at Grange Farm.
Depressed. What sort of diagnosis is that, eh?
Yeah, I know it's worrying, Dad, but I got something else on my mind.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Just bumped into Ellen Archer and Kirsty.
Oh, bumped into?
On the footpath running through Rattlebank. They're planning some charity walk.
Oh, are they?
This Sunday, they reckon. And they wanted to recce the route, like.
Oh, even a bit late, aren't they?
Had little Jack with them.
Oh, the buggy.
In a buggy. Yeah. It's going to be family friendly. Any road. That ain't the point.
What is the point, then?
Kirsty was banging on about the SSSI again.
Oh.
Dead keen she is. I ain't going to be able to put her off for much longer.
So, Kenton's in charge then?
With Toby, yeah. He's...
Oh.
You weren't going to back that one, was you?
No, no. Didn't look too promising. So you were saying, Jolene?
Yeah. Toby's about to start a new batch of gin.
Oh, he's using your money already then?
Crack it on, yeah. He's restocked with his grain and botanicals and what have you.
And when will it be ready?
Sometime next week, he reckons.
Oh, that's quick.
Well, it don't need to mature like whiskey.
Well, I look forward to tasting it. So things are looking up for young Toby then?
Well...
What now?
Well, I get the impression his love life's not going very smoothly. When I left, you were asking Kenton for advice on how to put things right.
With Pip?
Well, yeah, I hope so.
Well, one thing you can say about Kenton, he's messed up so much, he's had a lot of practice in putting things right.
Tell me about it.
And what was his miracle solution?
Ah, a bit of jewellery.
Ah, well, a bit of a cliché, but it can work if it's well chosen.
Like your ring?
Yeah, no complaints there.
And things are all right with you and Justin, are they? You seemed so down the other day.
Yeah, well, that was just because I was missing him. Oh, it's so lovely to be back in the Dower House, but it's so empty when he's not there.
Oh,
I really don't know why I was worried about moving back. Justin loves having me there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
The only fly in the ointment is his divorce. He's so wound up about it.
It's a horrible thing to go through.
Yeah, but he's making it worse for himself by being so competitive.
Yes, love?
Oh, £20 on Bromley Salt to win, please.
£20 to win number 3.
I mean, I've tried persuading him to be a bit more flexible, but he just doesn't seem able to.
He'll make himself ill if you aren't careful.
And now he's grumbling about having to talk to a mediator.
They're doing mediation.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, apparently, they each have to attend an assessment to see if they can settle without going to court.
Oh, right.
Not with the way things are between them at the moment. Anyway, look, let's find somewhere to watch this race.
Yeah, and see your horse win this time.
Hope you'll do better than last time, pulling up in the second furlong.
Yeah, that was bad luck.
Oh, my God.
What?
Elliot!
Oh.
Fancy seeing you. Afternoon, Jolene.
Oh, yeah.
Matt.
Ladies' Day?
Something like that. Not that it's any of your business.
So, have you got for the next race?
Bromley Salt.
Right, well, up to you.
Yep. It is.
Look, I'm entertaining some local owners and trainers in the county stand. Why don't you join us?
No, thanks.
Better view?
Well, I prefer the atmosphere down here. You meet nicer people.
All right. Please yourself.
I will.
Best of luck with your nag, then. But if you want my advice...
I don't.
You'll put your shirt on hot tack in the 210.
Pick my own winners. Thank you very much.
The last thing we want is for people to start snooping round down there.
Kirsty ain't the snooping type. She's just interested, that's all.
Well, whatever. She can be very impressed if she takes a look and sees what state it's in.
No, it's your own fault, Eddie. Why on earth did you let the pigs in there?
It was only for a few days.
You know what pigs is like.
Oh, how was I to know that old crowd in that end of the field? There's plenty of space there they could have rooted around in.
Now, the trouble is that... SSSI, well, it's like a gourmet buffet for pigs, isn't it?
What are you on about?
Well, they love a bit of flower-rich pasture, pigs do. More worms in the ground, maybe.
Well, whatever the reason, it's a right model.
Well, that's putting it mildly.
But if Kirsty goes and tells Natural England, they could have us up in court.
Never mind that. What if she tells Oliver? He could chuck us out for damaging his property.
Oh, I could do without this on top of the Brookfield work drying up.
At least William and Emma look like they come to an understanding.
Do what?
You know, about her job at the chicken factory.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
No, just saying. It's not all bad news.
And
it's
the final bet. It's Rocky
Lesson. He's going to do it! Come on, Rocky Lesson!
He's gaining!
Come on, Rocky Lesson!
He's losing it!
I can't bear it!
And as they reach the line, it's Hot Tap.
No.
Then arrive on time. Rocky Lesson, then Slipper
wonder if you should have backed it each way.
Well, not at those odds.
100 quid's an awful lot to lose on one race.
Not if it's someone else's money.
And the one that won, was that...
Yeah. Oh, and here we are, right on cue.
Hello again. By the look on your face, you didn't take my advice.
The look on my face is because you appear to be stalking.
Not at all, not at all. I've just been looking at a mate's gelding. Well worth a punt.
Matt, I've told you.
Go on, do yourself a favour. Tuesday half in the Sand Beach Stakes.
Alistair, can you give me a hand?
What's Jem doing in here? Did you let her out?
No, no, I went in to give her some nuts and she shot past me.
She didn't tread on your foot again?
No, but I didn't want to risk it, so I wasn't quite as nimble as I should have been. Oh, can you give me a hand to bring her back inside?
How did she get into this paddock?
The gate was open. She saw the grass and headed straight for it.
She doesn't like being kept indoors, does she?
No, she's got such vitality.
For an animal that's been so ill.
She just wants to be out in a meadow.
Sheila?
I've just had an idea.
Oi, got it.
You hoping for a punchline, Dad, because I'm not in the mood?
No, 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 the SSSI, I knows what we can do.
Go on, then.
Let's stick an electric fence round the bottom end of the field.
Oh, hello, Clary, love. Work all right?
Yeah, where the pigs ain't done so much damage.
Oh, an electric fence ain't going to keep Kirsty out.
No, 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 Eddie. But if she sees a patch of mud on one side and a nice grassy bit with some interesting species on the other, which side will she think is the special bit, eh?
I don't like the sound of this.
No, go on, Dad. This might work.
Well, there's usually plenty of wildflowers in there, isn't there? Knapweed, meadow saxifrage, yellow rattle.
Why can't we just tell her we made a mistake? The pigs got in. We're sorry and we'll do what we can to restore it.
Oh, we'll do that any road. If we goes over the churned up bit with a roller, it'll be back to normal the next spring.
Yeah. We don't want to go putting our hands up if we don't have to. This way, Kirsty'll see some pretty flowers. No harm done. Next year, we can have guided tours for all I care. Edward Grundy, general contractor. How may I help you?
Oh, Eddie, it's Shula. Is Joe anywhere near you?
Oh, hi, Shula. Yeah, do you want to...
No. Could you get rid of him for a moment? Out of earshot?
Yeah, I guess. Dad, do you think you could find the map of the... You know, what we've just been talking about?
Oh, what we need a map for? We knows where it is.
Just to be sure. Clary, love, perhaps you could give him a hand. I think it might be in the bureau in the dining room.
I don't think so.
Well, could you look anyway? Both of you?
Oh, yeah. All right. Joe, come on. Let's go and have a look.
Oh, waste of time. We ain't got nothing like that no more. Sterling might like books.
Okay, Shula, he's gone.
Good. Sorry for the mystery. I've been talking to Alistair and Anisha about Bartleby.
Right.
And I've got an idea which might help him.
Okay.
But I think it's best kept a secret from Joe, in case it doesn't work. Might you be able to get him off the farm for a few hours tomorrow?
Just thought I'd let you know. I've got to go now. Lovely to bump into you both. Hope you've had a good day. I certainly have.
It's been very enjoyable, thanks.
2 seconds of free winners. And what about Tuesday, eh? 12-1? Oh, don't say you didn't back it. You must be well out of pocket.
Ooh, lost a fortune, actually, Matt. But it doesn't matter, because it was all your money.
No. No, it's your money now. I gave you that to do what you wanted.
And I shall.
Surprised at you, though, Puss. Lillian, you always used to have a good eye for horse flesh.
We've had fun. That's all that matters, isn't it, Jolene?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Have a good journey home.
Bye!
That man is absolutely insufferable.
I know.
Is he made of Teflon or something? Nothing ever sticks to him, does it?
Oh, he's always been like that. Don't let him get to you.
Oh, he hasn't. I can assure you, Jolene, nothing that Matt does is of the slightest interest to me anymore. That's all firmly in the past.
It's
So what did Eddie come up with in the end?
He's going to drop Joe round at a friend's for the afternoon. He said any time after one should be fine.
Okay.
Oh, steady, Ooh. Steady, Jim. Could you take the bridle on that side?
I'm still not sure about this, Sheila.
Oh, it's got to be worth a try. Oh, come on, girl. Up you go. Thanks, I've got her now.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
Hi, Harrison.
All right, Alistair. I'm just checking you'll be at Ness this evening.
Well, actually, I'm meant to be at a meeting tonight.
Oh, not you as well.
What do you mean?
Adam can't make it, nor Will.
Oh, again?
Yeah. Look, we really need some experienced players to give the women some decent opposition. Is there any chance you could rearrange your meeting?
Oh, it's not the sort you can easily rearrange, but... Okay, well, look.
Yeah?
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, good man.
I'm not promising anything.
Oh, do your best, mate. Hey, there's a pint in it for you.
Gonna work a treat, this is, eh? I might be an old fella, but I still got a head on me.
Yeah, I said it was a great idea, Dad. Can we get a move on, though?
Yeah, well, nobody's gonna think this poached-up patch is something special.
Oh, let's hope not.
And even this bit what in the SSSI's got a lot of old flowers.
Dad.
No, not weed yet, but look here, look. The saxifrage is coming out. And the yellow hay rattle. I said so, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yes, lovely. Time was when old pasture looked like this. And you know why, don't you, Eddie, eh? I wouldn't plaster it with nitrate like everybody else was doing. And in their hard-earned cash to them sharks at the fertiliser company.
Right, that'll do for now.
Then swish it on.
There's no need, is there? There's no stock in here.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you go and get Emma's camera?
What?
Well, you should take some photos and put them on the B&B internet thing.
Dad.
Oh, all them townies love looking at a bit of old grassland.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's all the rage in the city wine bars. Can't get enough of it.
Oh, well, it's all part of the authentic country experience we're offering, isn't it?
Look, if I take a quick shot on my phone, can we get going?
On your phone? Or is it going to be good enough?
It'll be fine, Dad. Right. Now, come on. Or you'll be late for your afternoon with Neville Booth.
Oh, I don't want to spend an afternoon with Neville Booth.
Yes, you do.
I still ain't forgiven him for selling me that so-called glider chair.
Well, it's all arranged. You'll enjoy it when you get there.
I'll be the judge of that.
Come on, Jem.
Bartleby doesn't look too sure about this.
Oh, lively young friends. Just what he needs to brighten his retirement. And Jem would much rather be out here than in a loose box.
I'm worried about that leg. If Bartleby kicks her...
Oh, we'll make sure they settle down. Off you go, Jem. Say hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Eddie.
Sorry I wasn't around when you got here.
Oh, no problem. As long as you were happy for us to go ahead.
Oh, sure, yeah. I had a bit of a job getting Dad off the phone.
Jem's having a sniff.
I don't think Bartleby's very impressed.
It's his age. He can be a bit difficult to manage.
Bartleby?
No, Dad.
Well, they're sizing each other up. Oh, that wasn't very welcoming.
What did he do?
Looked like a nip on a shoulder.
Oh, blimey. Oh. Now look at him.
Oh, Alistair, we can't...
No, I'm sorry, but Jem's either going to injure Bartleby or herself. We need to get her out of there, and quickly.
Roger that.
Hang on.
Control, Echo 3-2, wait one. Joe? You're a bit far from home, mate, aren't you?
Not a crime, is it?
No, but I was just...
Can a bloke walk the lanes in his own village without being harassed by the police?
I'm not harassing you, I'm just concerned.
Well, if you want to arrest somebody, you should try Neville Booth.
Neville Booth?
Blighter's just tried to cheat me at crib.
I don't think that's an arrestable offence, do you?
I'll give him one for his nub.
Look, I'm not sure you should be tramping the lanes in this sun.
I couldn't stay in the house of sharp practice a minute longer.
Could someone not have given you a lift?
Oh, I couldn't get hold of Eddie. Everybody else is at work, so I'm walking home.
Shame it didn't work out.
Well, it was worth a try.
Do you want your hand getting Jem back in the box?
She'll be fine with just the two of us.
OK.
Thanks for the tea anyway, Eddie.
Oh, least I could do. Any road,
you were saying that the Hunt Kennels.
Oh, yes. Well, the builders are well on with the repairs now.
Who's doing it?
Philip Moss. He's got a couple of men on the job at the moment.
You know I'm always available for building work, Shula.
Oh, I know. But this was a fairly big job and we needed to get on with it straight away.
Oh, have they put up the box for the little owls yet?
Oh, I'm sure they haven't forgotten, Alistair. Oh, well, well.
What?
Text from Elizabeth. Freddie's passed his driving theory test.
Oh, good for him.
And Lily failed.
Really?
Mm. Problems with the hazard perception bit.
Oh, Freddie's not going to let her forget that anytime soon.
Well, she can take it again.
Oh, I hope it's not too much of a distraction from her exams.
Well, at least Freddie will be able to concentrate on his revision now. He needs it the most.
Yes.
Right, will you be all right now, Joel?
I was all right before.
Well, better safe than sorry.
Dad, what's happened? Harrison?
Oh, no, it's nothing to worry about.
Oh, dear, card shop trying to fleece a poor old pensioner.
Card shop?
Neville Booz. The Fawcett Magna Kid.
What are you on about?
Oh, I ain't never seen such a work pegging. And when he reneged in the second game, I couldn't stand it no more. He reckoned it was accidental, but if you believe that...
Anyway, you're back safely, Joe, so I'll leave you all to it. Next time, don't try and walk it. Call a taxi or something. Bye, all.
Yeah, see you.
See you, Harrison.
So, did Harrison give you a lift?
Didn't ask him to.
In a police car?
No, never mind all that. What have you done to Bartleby?
No, Lily, that was a full-pitch delivery. You need to shift your weight onto the front foot and then move to meet the ball. Try to send her a few more like that, Roy.
I'm not sure what's up with Lily. She was much better on Sunday.
Ah, you probably haven't heard, Harrison.
Hmm?
She failed her driving theory test today.
Oh.
And failure isn't something Lily's very used to.
So she's a bit on tilt then.
Could be. I'm sure it'll only be temporary.
Jolene and Anisha are putting in the effort anyway. Not that I'm saying Lily isn't trying.
Oh, no.
Just wish I could say the same about the blokes. Hey, thank you for turning up, Alistair.
Well, as you were desperate.
It's given me a bit of a selection dilemma for Sunday's match.
Edgley.
I don't have to tell you, they can be a bit tricky.
Oh, yes.
What a heartwarming sight, eh?
Yeah, lovely.
They look like the best of mates, don't they?
Yeah, they didn't when Jem first arrived, I can tell you. Beating each other up, they were.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
Yeah, they must have just been getting to know each other. Sorting out the pecking order.
What I don't understand, Eddie, is if you put her in the next field...
Yeah, to separate them.
Well, then how did she get back in?
Beats me.
Well, she couldn't have jumped, surely. Not with that leg.
It's a miracle, Dad. That's the only answer.
Ah, oh, it is a miracle. Isn't it, Bartleby? Eh? Oh, look at him, eh? He's like a new pony. All thanks to this little lady.
He must just have been lonely.
I think I'm going to have to dip into me Toby jug. This calls for a celebration.
Now they've played a match, they're both dead keen to play again.
I know. Anisha was bubbling away about it earlier.
But the trouble is, they're the least experienced players.
By definition.
Oh, I'm really torn for Sunday. Do I reward Lily and Anisha's keenness and field a weaker team? Or do I ignore the fact that Will and Cole can't be bothered to turn up to nets, but pick them anyway?
Well, to be fair, it might be work that's keeping them away. You can't get to some sessions yourself because of your shifts.
I've got no choice about when I'm rostered. Will and Adam can pick their own hours.
Hello. That was a nice invitation.
Well, I thought as Harrison had inveigled me here, it was the least I could do.
Can I get you chaps a drink?
No, I'm fine at the moment.
Me too. Thanks, Shula.
Oh, just me then. Evening, Toby.
So, it comes down to commitment versus experience.
What would you do?
Oh, no. I had to make enough judgments of Solomon when I was captain. You're in charge has to be your policy.
You're a hard man. Mm. Right. I'm going to pick the women.
Good. Decisive.
And if anyone needs to be dropped, it'll be Will and Adam.
Fair enough.
At the very least, it'll send a message about turning up to nets.
Well, well, here's my hero, look.
Oh, it was nothing, Joe.
Not you, the veterinary here.
Oh, well, that's me, too.
Bartleby's still very happy with his new friend.
I'm very pleased to hear that. But it's really Shula you have to thank.
Oh, no, you played your part too, I knew that. And I wants to buy you a drink to say thank you.
Good Lord. Thank you, Joe. I'll have a pint of Shires, then.
And I'll put one in the barrel for when your missus and young Anisha are next in.
Well, they're both here, actually.
Shula's at the bar, Dad.
And Anisha's over there with the rest of the cricket
team. Well, I can thank them in person, then. Shires, any?
Please.
Well, he's jolly grateful to you, Alistair.
Yeah, we both are. It's just,
Go on, Eddie.
Please don't get me wrong. I'm dead chuffed to see Bartleby back on form, and it's cheered Dad up no end. I just don't know how we're going to afford another pony about the place.
Yes, that'd cross my mind. Joe, Shula, I'd like to say something. Would you mind just a minute?
Nobody's serving any room.
Toby's just getting some more Sauvignon.
That one's on me, Shula Archer.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
So, Eddie's quite rightly pointed out that if Jem's to stay at Grange Farm, it'll inevitably incur some expense. But, it was such a huge pleasure to see how much she bucked Bartleby up and to see how much Shula had fallen in love with Jem. So, I'll cover any costs that might arise.
Alistair.
Oh, well, that's very decent of you.
Top man.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Will somebody go and get young Anisha?
I will.
If you can prize her away from Rex Fairbrother.
Oh, Anisha, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you come over for a minute?
I reckon ever since she arrived, she's been a force for good in this village.
You could be right.
Yeah. Just goes to show what effect a lively youngster can have on an old stick in the middle.
You talking about yourself, Joe?
No. He means Jem and Bartleby, don't you?
Of course I don't. I'm talking about young Anisha and Alistair Lloyd here.
Oh,
Dad.
No. Actually, to be fair, Joe, there might be a grain of truth in that.
Oh, huh.
Well, you and Anisha are a good team, Alistair. You must be, if Dad's prepared to buy a round for the first time in living memory.
Oh, yes, you.
Here we are. Come on, put your phone away.
Oh, I had to do something. I should be getting up, really. I've got such a lot to do.
All the hours you put in on this farm, one slightly late start won't hurt.
What's this made of?
Do I need a reason to spoil you a little?
Perhaps not. Toby?
Yes?
What's this?
I haven't got a clue. Perhaps you'd better open it and find out.
Oh, why on earth do you buy me presents?
Because I want to, Pip. Because you deserve it.
I'm really not sure about that.
Like you deserve a bit of a lie-in and breakfast in bed.
Is this what I think it is?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
Oh. Toby, you...
And you can see the charms I've put on it?
Our initials.
And I thought the little house looked just like this place.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
And there'll be lots more occasions in the future to add new ones.
It's lovely, but you really shouldn't have.
You mean a lot to me.
No,
Pip.
I mean it. You really shouldn't have.
Well, I know things haven't been quite right between us lately.
But these bracelets cost a fortune.
Well, you're worth it.
With money so tight after the IBR.
But you can put that behind you now, and with the gin taking off...
That's putting it a bit strongly.
I know I haven't been as much help as you'd have liked, but I really want us to get back to how we were. Aren't you going to put it on?
I will, later. I can't wear it while I'm working, can I?
Oh, I guess not. Anyway, I'll leave you to your breakfast. See you in a bit.
Oh, Toby.
On your door.
On it, Ruth.
Hi.
I've a bit of surplus veg if you'd like some.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Bird.
Yeah, it's not much, just a collie and a few leeks.
Very welcome, I assure you.
Rex likes his food, but me and him can only get through so much, though.
Morning. Hi, Bert. Morning.
How do?
I'll take the cows back, Mum. I'm all right. No, really. I'm quite happy to. Okay, then. If you're sure. See you, Bert.
Yeah, bye.
Come on, girl. Let's go and have a cuppa then. How are things?
Well, I'm still trying to get over what I saw last night, to be honest with you.
What's that then?
Well, Joe Grundy buying drinks in the Bull.
Ooh.
His old pony Bartleby's got a new friend and he's booked them both up, it seems.
Well, that's good.
And how are things here?
Oh, I hope we're getting back to normal with the village. It's good to have plenty of work to get on with.
Ah, it must be.
But it's hard. David's barely been off the farm all week.
Yeah, understandable. And if you don't mind my saying so, young Pip don't look too cheerful neither.
Is that one?
Oh, no, no, she came back to join the others.
How long have we had the deer, Brian?
Goodness, was it, I think it might have been 87 I started them.
Mm. So, 30 years this year.
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, and I wonder if they'll be here for another 30 years.
Well, that'll be someone else's decision, not ours. Nice to have your company for this.
Well, nice of you to offer to do it for Adam.
Well, he's putting in a lot of early starts at the moment.
Yes, I was wondering about this dawn chorus walk.
Talking of early starts.
Exactly. 5 a.m. on the green.
You're not thinking of doing it, are you?
Oh, might. Although I'll probably check the weather forecast before I set the alarm clock.
You won't mind if I don't come with you?
No, 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 of course not. But as it was arranged so quickly, I'm not sure there'll be much of a turnout. But it'd be nice to support Kirsty after what she's been through.
Mm.
You know the entry money is going to a local miscarriage charity.
Well, we can make a donation, even if you don't make it on Sunday.
Yes, yes, of course, or we must.
Oh, look at the time. We'll get back to the house.
Oh, your phone call with Debbie.
Can't wait to see what she thinks about our partnership idea.
Hiya.
Pip.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. This batch is on the second distillation now.
Good. Look, Toby, we need to talk.
Okay. Well, now?
If you can.
I guess so.
I've been thinking a lot about, well, everything, really. I was talking to Alan.
Alan?
The vicar.
Well, you're not going to become a nun, are you?
No, it wasn't about religion. It was about, like I say, everything. What I'd done and putting things right. After what the farm's been through, I feel really responsible.
Oh, Pip, we've been through this. It wasn't all your fault.
No, but I made it so much worse by not owning up. I feel terrible about it. I've got to show Mum I'll do what it takes to get us back on an even keel.
Okay, well, if that's what it is...
So, I think we ought to find somewhere else to live.
Move out of Rickyard?
Yeah.
Right, I don't quite see...
Well, so Mum and Dad can rent it out as a holiday cottage again.
So, to raise money?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be easier if we stayed on there and just started to pay rent?
No, no, I know how much it could earn per week, especially in the summer. It's way over what we could afford, especially with what you earn at the moment.
Okay. So, we could start looking over the next month or so? Ideally, we'd want somewhere in the village, wouldn't we?
Toby,
or at least very nearby.
I want to move out as soon as possible.
Yeah, but...
The quicker we do, the quicker Brookfield can start to get an income from it. And it's going to take a bit of time to get it back into a decent condition.
When you say as soon as possible...
I was thinking sometime in the next few days.
Where could we go at that sort of notice?
Well, obviously not into the farmhouse. I don't see that working.
No, no way.
But I might be able to get a sofa somewhere for a few nights. Or stay at Chris and Alice's, maybe.
We can't both sleep on a sofa.
No.
And Chris and Alice's place is tiny.
Yeah. That's why I thought... Well, maybe you could move back in with Rex and Bert for a bit.
Just me?
Yeah.
Couldn't we both go there? The second bedroom's a double.
Well, I expect Rex is in there, isn't he?
Well, you could shift.
Well, no, I don't want to put him to any trouble, or Bert.
So this would only be until we get somewhere permanent sorted?
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess I could ask him. I mean, it won't be for long, will it?
Oh, no.
Just while we look for a proper place together.
Absolutely.
All right, Debbie, we'll let you know about the next stage.
How's it going?
Yes, Jenny, fine. Good, and you too.
Well, give her my love.
And Mum sends her love. Yes, I will. Bye then.
So?
She sends her love back.
Oh, what about the partnership?
Oh, no, all in favour.
Oh, excellent.
Thought it was a good long-term solution. Mm-hmm. Quite right to bring the rest of the family in. So now we need a family meeting, don't we? Mm-hmm. Debbie will join online if she can.
Well, how about Sunday? We'll ask the children to lunch.
Three-line whip.
And we can talk about it afterwards.
And what about this walk?
Oh, no, this is much more important.
Hey there, Bert. How's it going?
Oh, hello. Rex ain't here at the moment.
No,
he's out doing taxi work.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd pop in and say hello to you.
Oh.
As it's a while since we've seen each other.
Well, I saw you in the pub last night.
Yeah, I know.
You served me my pint.
Yes, but not to talk to, you know.
Well, you want to talk?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I ain't really got time for a chat, Toby. I've got to get on with this.
Clearing out the weeds. Very good.
Well, these ain't weeds.
Oh.
They're daffodil bulbs.
Yeah.
Now the blooms is finished, I'm dividing up some of the crowded patches.
Ah, yes, of course. Oh, and your veg plot's looking as good as ever?
Well, hardly. I'm only just sowing most of it.
Yeah, but, you know, neat. Neat and tidy.
Well, I should hope so.
I used to love your homegrown veg, Bert.
Did you?
Yeah. We had some fun times, didn't we, when I lived here?
Fun times?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I can remember any of those.
Oh, yeah, great times. Bantering over supper about your massive courgettes.
You what?
That's why I was wondering, how would you feel about maybe reinstating the arrangement for a bit?
Reinstating?
Three Men in a Bungalow, the sequel.
Well, you mean move back in here?
Just for a short while. I'd pay rent, obviously.
Well, I don't really need the money.
And I'd do a bit more to clean up after myself.
Oh, I'm actually quite happy with just Rex living here.
It was Pip's idea, you see.
Pip's?
So they could rent out Rickyard Cottage for holidaymakers. You know what a blow this IBR has been.
Well, yeah.
And this could make a real contribution to the farm's finances.
So, it'd be for David and Ruth's benefit.
Exactly. And it would only be for a very short while, just until Pip and I can find something permanent.
Well, would Pip be moving in too?
No. No, just me. We all want to do our bit to help. You can understand that, can't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, what do you say?
Well, if it's for the good of Brookfield, I might think about it.
Awesome! I'll move in on Monday, then.
What, this Monday?
No time like the present.
Are you sure about this?
Totally, Mum. I'm not going to mope about anymore. I want to do something really constructive to put the farm back on track.
I see.
And to prove to you and Dad that I'm not a complete waste of space.
But we never thought that.
And the money we make with the holiday lets should make a real difference, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
It's got to run to several thousand a year.
If we get the trade.
And you're not to worry about the extra work. I'm going to do all that. Not just the admin, I mean all the cleaning and the laundry as well.
Oh, that's a lot to take on.
I know.
Okay, but where are you going to live?
Well, I'll sort something out. I've got lots of young farmers' friends I might be able to stay with. Or I could probably rent a room in the village. I'll just find a sofa for the weekend.
The weekend? This weekend?
Well, I want to get on with it right away. Once all our things are out, I'll clean it from top to bottom. Maybe even repaint a couple of walls so it's all pristine and ready to go.
This is quite a gesture, Pip. Giving up your home.
It's not a gesture. It's something practical I can do to help.
Wow. I'm very grateful. I'm sure your dad will be too. And I'm sorry about Elizabeth's party. I was still upset.
No, it's okay. Everything you said was true. I'm not sure I quite recognised myself either. And I was ashamed of what I'd done too. Still am.
It's very mature of you to face up to it like that.
Maybe it's about time.
Oh, come here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum.
No, it's fine. It's all going to be fine.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.